Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And joining us on the line covers the Philadelphia Eagles for us here at 94 WIP, Elliot Shore Parks. He's out in Phoenix for the NFL owners meetings. Good morning, Elliot.
Morning, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Oh, no problem at all. So, Howie Roseman spoke yesterday, and I'm assuming, what was your biggest takeaway from what he had to say? Because for me, it had to do with Carson Wentz and whether or not to extend him sooner versus later.
Oh, absolutely. That was the main takeaway. And it's really, when you hear Howie talk about it, he talks about it with such conviction, saying, this is what we want to do. This is our franchise quarterback. We know we're going to have to pay him. And you very rarely hear Howie talk about contract negotiations in that way. He normally says, oh, we're not going to talk about it out of respect to the player, or, you know, that type of thing. So I was really taken aback with how strongly he talked about it, but I guess it shouldn't be surprising. I mean, they really need Carson to turn into a franchise quarterback. Their entire franchise is literally betting on it. So I think that, Howie making it clear they respect Carson, that they want him here, is his attempt to end any outside speculation that, you know, the arrow might be pointing down on Carson.
Well, then I have to wonder, when he said all these glowing endorsements about Carson, did he mention at all about the question mark health?
You know, he was asked about Carson's health and when he'll be ready, and he said he didn't want to basically disrespect any HIPAA laws, and he wasn't
Seriously?
Going to talk about it. So,
did you guys laugh when he said that?
We all tried not to. I mean, you never hear that in sports. I guess it's kind of true in a way, but he's not going to tell us what's up with Carson. Doug talks in about an hour and 15 minutes, so maybe Doug will then, but no update on Carson.
Promise me if he cites HIPAA, you'll laugh.
Or I'll just ask him what it stands for. I'd be surprised if they know that.
There you
so,
go.
So, Elliot, well, yesterday, I imagine Howie also talked about the need for a running back. Did he seem passive about it? Is something he wants to address right away? What did he say?
He really tried to calm fears with that. He mentioned that, look, when they won the Super Bowl, the three running backs that played in that game for them all were acquired after the draft that year. So, look, at the beginning of free agency, and I know all Eagles fans were hoping they would sign a running back. You saw Mark Ingram, Tevin Coleman go off the board. But what Howie said yesterday was they're going to stay true to their philosophy. And that what ended up being was the defensive line, adding a playmaker in the passing game. And I think it's just clear they don't really value the running back position to the point where they're going to make those type of big impact moves that fans want. Now, he mentioned that there's going to be the draft, obviously. You could add someone there. And then he even said up until the trade deadline next season. So I think they will add somebody, but I don't think it's going to be with the urgency and with the resources that fans are hoping.
Do you think he wanted one of those guys? Because it kind of seemed like in one of the answers, he kind of slid in there something about, guys already being signed quickly or something. Do you think he wanted either of those guys?
I think they probably wanted them at their price. Yeah. And that's normally how it goes with Howie. But I think what's hard to understand is when you see it's only $5 million for Mark Ingram. It's only $5 million for Tevin Coleman. Yeah. I think that's really what frustrated the fans. So I was surprised. I would think that if Howie genuinely wanted those players, he could have had those players. Yeah. I just think, again, the way he values the running back position, he was not going to go over his number, and that number was obviously lower than the $5 million that they got.
Now, with the acquisition of DeSean Jackson, which most people love, and it's great to see him come back, and there were some, who didn't like it, but it brought to light how much Nelson Agholor is making. Did Howie address that at all? What are your thoughts about that?
He wasn't asked about that, but what he did mention, I think this is how they view it, was how loaded their receiver core is right now. He talked about how, DeSean is going to come in and really complement the pieces around him from Alshon. He mentioned Agholor in that regard. But in terms of the salary that Nelson's making, I think the Eagles are fine putting just as many weapons in the passing game around Carson as possible this season. Mm-hmm. And if that means paying Nelson $9 million, unless they get some trade offer that blows him out the water, I think they're comfortable doing that.
Now, the Eagles, as we speak, do they not have one of, if not the oldest roster in the NFL now? And a lot of that's in part to the players that he has brought back. I don't know if he talked about that at all, and I'm curious what your thoughts are.
Yeah, he did talk about that. He said, you know, when it comes to the free agency market, because you look at the players they signed or traded for, Deshaun is a little older, Malik Jackson's a little older, Brandon Graham, Vinny Curry, obviously. So these are all older guys. He said, when you look at the free agency market, a lot of the actually talented players are older because they don't hit free agency until later in their career. It's normally the bottom of the, you know, rotation type guys that you see at a young age that hit free agency. So Howie said, look, you would want young players all over the roster, but they want to add good players. And this offseason, that meant adding players that were a little bit older.
Now, moving ahead to the draft, and you touched on it a little bit in some of your answers, what do you think their primary focus will be?
I think it's going to be the offensive or defensive line. I mean, Howie laid it out yesterday. They're going to stick to their philosophy, and we saw that that meant Malik Jackson with basically their first free agency signing. This upcoming draft is very deep at defensive line. And the other thing Howie really stressed yesterday was if they're going to sign Carson to a max extension, give him that big money, they have to have elite talent at basically rookie deals around Carson. This is how much he'll make. So when you look at the number 25 overall pick, they're not going to spend it on a running back because they don't even like to spend money at running back. You're going to spend it on a position where you feel like you're going to get value. And that's going to be at the defensive line, in my opinion.
Now, with the questions with Carson's health, which will always be there until he plays for an extended period of time without any questions, is it Nate Sudfeld? I mean, is he going to be the guy behind Carson?
I think he could be. I think they're very high on Nate Sudfeld. They did the second-round tender on him, I believe. So his salary is going to be around $3 million, which for a backup quarterback, it's not Nick Foles' money, but it certainly is a good salary compared to other backup quarterbacks. They've had him in the building for a year. Obviously, he does not bring the experience that Nick did, but they let Nick walk out the door. So that's gone, and you're really not going to find a lot of starting experience with quality backups. So Sudfeld doesn't have the experience, but from even just me watching the last year, he is a very talented quarterback. So there'd be a lot for Doug to work with if he were to go in.
Now, when Doug speaks later today, is there certain questions that you absolutely want to pose to him, or do you expect, or do you think he's going to give you the same type of answers, regardless of the question that, say, Howie did?
So I would think when it comes to Carson and his health, my guess is we're going to get the same type of answers. They've been through this. Last year, we were at the NFL owners meeting asking about Carson's health, and they didn't tell us anything. So they're well used to doing that. But I do think the one question I know I definitely want to ask Doug is, what does he think of Jordan Mailata in this left tackle position? Mm. Is Jason Peters going to – I mean, he's going to start, obviously, but is he, again, like the kind of the long-term, another year or two type of guy, or does he think Jordan Mailata is close to coming in and being able to play? So I'm really interested to see what Doug thinks of that, because fans ask me all the time and people talk about it, but we never actually got a chance to really see Jordan play after training camp last year, so – just kind of getting an update on him, I think, is very important.
Are you going to ask Doug at all about his thoughts on having Deshaun Jackson on the roster and whether or not he's reached out to Andy to get his thoughts on him?
Yeah, absolutely. This will be the first time we've talked to Doug since the move. And, you know, obviously Doug is in charge of the culture, that locker room and all that. But also I will say Howie yesterday spoke about Deshaun a little bit and said, you know, he essentially said he's a changed man in a way. He said he's enjoyed from afar being able to watch Deshaun grow up. And he joked about how now he runs around, I guess, his house with his new little kid. So the Eagles seem pretty convinced and confident that Deshaun is not going to cause the same kind of problems he did his first time around.
Final question for me, Elliot Shore Parks. As we sit here on the wee hours of a Tuesday morning on the 26th of March, are the Eagles better right now than they were at the end of the season?
Yes. I believe they are. I mean, look, the quarterback position is a little bit more of a question mark than it was. But when you look at the addition of Deshaun Jackson, when you look at the addition of Malik Jackson, you bring back Brandon Graham, I think they have a better roster than they did. They didn't really lose any top talent outside of Foles. So I think that this is, in many ways, a Super Bowl caliber roster already. And it's just all going to depend on Carson.
His name's Elliot Shore Parks. You can follow him on Twitter at Elliot Shore Parks. Covers the Eagles for 94 WIP.
What time does Doug talk today, real quick?
What time does he talk?
So he talks at 8:15 out here, which is around 11:15 back home.
So that's when we can expect the tweet storm from Elliot Shore Park.
Oh yeah, absolutely. And he talks for a full hour, so there'll be plenty of tweets. Don't worry,
Elliot. Thanks for joining us. I know it's very early out there.
No problem. Talk to you guys soon.
All right. I see. I'm surprised. If there's one thing the Eagles missed last season, Rhea, was that bruiser running back. And I, of course, we're going to go back to LeGarrette Blount because he was that for them.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.